And now on Brisbane Live, it's time to clash tackle the big issues in sport with the Courier Mail's chief sports writer, Robert Crash Craddock.
Crash, happy Friday to you. Not that happy in the world of boxing, though. What about this decision this afternoon? The WBO has decided to rescore the Horn-Pacquiao fight. This is the biggest bunch of sour grapes coming out of the Philippines I have seen in some time.
But not just that, Ben. It's unfair and it's ridiculous because, let's take all the emotion out of it and simply point out that they're not going to change the result. They've said that. So
why do it?
Why do it at all if you're not going to change the result? And secondly, the WBO president said, look, these judges are people of great integrity and we really trust them. Well, if you really trust them, don't have the bloody recount.
Yeah.
And I don't like it from all different angles, Ben. I'll just give you one. I mean, it's terribly difficult to score a fight on live, on watching a recording of it. Because how do you know whether a punch connected, the force of the punch? You could do your best guess, and I know they've got five judges in there, and they're going to see the three of them agreeing around. But I just, what could this possibly achieve? You tell me.
No.
Vindication of Horn, or that Pacquiao was a bit unlucky. But you know, that's boxing. I mean, for goodness sake.
That's why they have three judges there in the first place, to make sure that there is a decision from three different sets of eyes looking at this. So now, as you said, they're bringing in five. They've got to get three or more to decide on which way this is going to go. And they're watching off the tube. They're watching off TV. It does not make any sense at all. All it's doing is placating the Philippine government, which is they're the ones who put the pressure on this. What's their ministry? The games of the board or the Ministry of Games and Amusement. Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. And
we are not amused.
No, we're not amused. And Manny Pacquiao being a senator in the Philippines, this stinks to high heaven. What about the rematch? You've got to think it's all building up and bubbling towards that, don't you?
Do you know, it really is, Ben. And I guess, look, if there is a plus to it, it's simply that, you know, much like the Jeff Fenech Azuma Nelson rematch, of course, which Fenech ultimately lost, this adds to the flavour of the occasion. I still don't believe that Manny Pacquiao will want to finish his career with that loss to Jeff Horn in Brisbane. He's a warrior, Pacquiao, and he will want to return to the ring. And I'm backing Jeff Horn all the way. Jared Daffy said today that he expects Horn would start about a $2.50-ish slight outsider in the rematch, but he will be suddenly a big occasion fighter. He will know what it's like to step into the ring at Suncorp, which is where it's likely to be. And Pacquiao's a little older. Horn's a bit more experienced. Mate, their curves have crossed. I'm backing Jay Horn.
Oh, you've got to back Jay Horn all the way. You know what? I'll be asking Daff that after 6 o'clock tonight. SportsZone, along with Gary Belcher, Scott Sattler. He'll be giving us all the odds heading into Origin as well. So we'll see what he's.
Then another little one for Jared Daffy. Ask him about the progressive betting in the Jeff Horn fight, which was interesting because after round five, Horn had firmed to a $1.50 red hot favourite. And money doesn't lie. You know, these are people putting their cash on the line. So
yeah.
They say he basically won the first five rounds and they reckon that he's a bad winner. Oh, I'll go he.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one. What about our mate Bernard Tomic? He's been fined $20,000, the second second biggest fine ever dished out by Wimbledon. And this is the thing that's going to hurt him the most. He's lost a major sponsor.
Yes, and the head rackets, you know, and that's really good money for him. You know, if you're in the top 20 in the world or floating around 20, 30, you know, that's a six-figure sum that he's lost. And they've said, look, we just don't want to be associated with someone with that sort of attitude. And this is where, look, Ben, 30% of me admired him for being so candid. And as one of the tennis players said, there are hundreds of professional sportsmen who feel that way but aren't bold or silly enough to say that sometimes they just hate their sport and they give up. But having said it, he must now face the ramifications and his reputation will quite frankly never be the same again.
Yeah, 100%. We don't want athletes to, I guess, lie to us. We want them to be open. We want them to be expressive. We want them to tell us how they feel. But they've got to pick and choose those moments. And straight after a loss at Wimbledon, if you're saying you're bored, you're not motivated, that's going to come back and sting hard. So you just got to pick your time. Timing in life is everything. The funny thing is, Crash, everyone was saying, and even like I know Boris Becker, Pat Cash, some of the greats, they've weighed into this saying, hang on, he shouldn't have been fined for that. He should have been fined for calling a doctor a medical timeout when he admitted he had nothing wrong with him. And even Bernie himself said, you know what, I'll take that. I probably should be fined for that, because he is going to fight this fine that for the comments that they've fined him for is the boredom post-match. Yeah.
Yeah, and you know what? He's a chance of getting out of that, whereas the other way, which Pat Cash referred to as, quote, technically cheating, I don't think there was any way he could have got out of that one, because he admitted to it. He said, I just thought it was the best way to break his rhythm. So, look, it's a fascinating story, I must admit. When I heard him speak, though, I heard the words of so many sportsmen. It whispered in behind cupped hands in private bars, as in, mate, I'm just about done. I'm starting to hate the sport. They never admit it publicly, so it was fascinating.
Fascinating stuff. Jonathan Thurston will be our guest after 6, Crash. His decision not to have a lap of honour, or reject, I guess, a lap of honour next Wednesday at the Cauldron. Is it appropriate, or do you think it's a little sad?
Yeah, look, I would have loved to have seen him do it. I can understand why he doesn't. Like, it's not the end of his career. It's just the end of his representative career. And he doesn't want to do anything which would distract Queensland. But I will say this. If they had done it before the game or even at half time, honestly, they'd have torn the joint down. I was actually really looking forward to it. But, look, we're often reminded, aren't we, that he's such a humble guy and a no-fuss sort of guy. Loves the North Queensland lifestyle. And I think it's typical Thurston. So the main thing is he's happy, but I wonder whether they might put a bit of subtle pressure on to say, come on, mate, you can do it.
watch what happens after they win the series, after the Shield gets there. That'll be a fair lap of honour. Don't worry about that. We'll ask him that after 6. Crash, thank you, mate. Have a good weekend. Chat again on Monday.